the Star Report with Sasha Star.
Sasha Star.
I appreciate Sacha Baron Cohen.
I also do. And I love that he's annoying so many politicians.
So many. I mean, the list is just growing.
And so is the likeliness of him actually being jailed.
Did you see that? No. I think he has got enough lawyers. I mean, he's Jewish. He knows a few people. But
what does that mean? Yeah.
We have very good lawyers. Non-Jews
also, let me just tell you.
Yeah.
Gentiles also know a lot of people.
So. I know, but we have a lot of people of the tribe.
Anyway, oh, lawyers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Who is America? His new show premiered last night on Showtime. And I'm not going to spoil it for you. I think you should go and have a look. But in typical Sacha Baron Cohen style, he goes undercover, dressed as characters. I watched a skit with an Israeli terrorism expert called Eran Moad.
Oh, he sounds like somebody who would work for the Mossad.
Wow. Wow. I mean, he talks about, you know, how ridiculous it is that they won't legalize gun handling for nursery school kids. And he talks to these politicians and they're like, I know. How insane is that? Like, people are just, they don't have logic. Why would you not give a firearm to a 4-year-old?
And
why?
You know what? That's what, excuse my language, that's what's pissing them off. That is what's really annoying them. Is because it just shows how spineless they are, that they don't actually subscribe to a set of values and principles. And that is just, leaders aren't meant to be that. Leaders say, this is what I stand for, this is what I represent, and follow me because that's what I represent, right? And that's why the world hates Trump. Okay,
there,
my say.
So all I'm going to say is that there is a mock educational video for kids. It stars Virginia Citizens Defense League president Philip Van Cleve, and you just, you have to check this out. Like, don't show your actual kids. But we're starring Eran Morad. So that is Sacha Baron Cohen's new series. It's gonna have
what's it called?
Who is America?
And you know what? I can see how this is not going to end well for many politicians in the United States.
But you know what? It's good because they're saying all these ridiculous things. It's not as we had this discussion. Would they have changed their answers if they knew who they were actually speaking to?
For sure they would have.
So it's fantastic. Good.
I also think so. Oh, we're all on the same page.
Yes.
I love that.
I don't know how you're going to feel about this next story.
Okay.
But I think it's quite an important story. Scarlett Johansson was set to star in a film called Rub and Tug. Now, this is based on a
Rub
true
and
story.
Tug, as in I rub the roast and pull the rope.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I just want to understand, yeah?
So it's a true story of a transgender male, Dante Texgill. He or she was a crime kingpin who used his massage parlor as a front for prostitution in the 70s and 80s.
Hmm.
Crazy story.
Where was this, Ash?
I think it was in Chicago.
Okay.
So, absolutely bizarre story, but great fodder for a film. They cast Scarlett Johansson. And this drew a lot of backlash because
She's not transgender.
Mm. And there are transgender actresses in Hollywood. So she's been the victim of a similar campaign before when she was cast in a film called Ghost in the Shell, which originally is based on an Asian character.
Yeah.
And it was accused of whitewashing. So now she was, as I said, the victim of a lot of backlash. Transgender stars such as Jamie Clayton saying, actors who are trans never even get to audition for anything other than the roles of trans characters. That's the real issue. We can't even get in the room. Cast actors who are trans as non-trans characters. I dare you. Another actress, Trace Lissette, who stars in Transparent, which is ironically about a straight cisgender male actor.
Okay, I'm going to say what you just said. I need you to translate that. What is a a straight cis. What did
okay,
you say?
Okay, so cis male.
What is a cis male?
CIS. Is what we would typically define as born male, identifies as male, identifies as straight.
How do you learn all of this stuff?
Sure.
My whole vocabulary has to change.
Listen,
how do you know this stuff?
Because this is, it's an issue. It's part of the world
issue?
Right now.
It's not my issue. I like people.
I like
I don't
people
care
too.
Whether they're trans or not.
But I also am.
I just don't have the grammar. I don't understand
the
words.
I think from having many gay friends, I'm exposed to this perhaps a lot more. And in terms of having, you know, seen victimization in terms of, you know, that minority, I've learned the term.
Are they still a minority when so many people who are not gay are carrying gay issues?
How do you mean?
People like yourself, right? So
yeah.
You're carrying a gay banner even though you yourself are not.
So I would identify as an ally.
Okay. So you're an ally. You see, there's another word, Lynn.
It's an ally.
Another word, an ally.
LGBTQ ally.
Okay. So what happens if you don't necessarily carry the banner and go charging off and saying, I'm all for gay rights?
Yeah.
But you have no issue whatsoever and you want gay people to have rights just like all human beings.
Then I would almost call you an ally as well. Maybe a silent ally.
A silent ally. Okay. Mm. Okay, I just need to know.
Yeah.
There's
so,
a lot more to it, hey?
So basically the conclusion of the story is that following, and I don't want to say the backlash, I want to say the hurt and the attention brought by the transgender community regarding this issue, Scarlett Johansson has now pulled out of the project. And she said, while I would have loved the opportunity to bring Dante's story and transition to life, I understand why many feel he should be portrayed by a transgender person.
Can you name me one
highly
successful transgender actor or actress?
Jamie Clayton.
Who's Jamie Clayton?
Jamie Clayton is in a series called Sense8.
Never heard of
Netflix.
The series, never heard of Jamie Clayton.
It's a great series. You should check it out.
So you know, probably because, I don't know, maybe.
Okay, so,
maybe
so Transparent.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the series Transparent?
No.
So it won quite a few Emmys, Golden Globes. Jeffrey Tambor.
Never
plays,
heard of.
No, you know Jeffrey Tambor.
Who's Jeffrey Tambor? I'm Googling.
Jeffrey
Is
Tambor.
Is it Jeffrey with a J or a G?
With a J. You'll recognize him. I think he was in Arrested Development, if I'm not mistaken. So they made a series called Transparent about a man transitioning, and it's involves a lot of transgender actors and actresses, and I think, you know, arguably, why are there not more famous transgender actors and actresses? Perhaps they aren't the parts. Perhaps they're not being written
in. Perhaps there are not that many people in the world that are transgender.
Arguably, who's a famous transgender?
Who?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
The only reason I know about Caitlyn Jenner is because Caitlyn Jenner appeared on the cover of Vogue.
And before you never knew who Bruce Jenner was?
Couldn't have cared about Bruce or Caitlyn before and haven't cared since. I'm sorry. Like, everybody's got to live their own lives.
Fair enough.
Okay, listen, we got to take news headlines,
okay.
Sash. But this is definitely an ongoing conversation. It's very, very interesting.
It's irritating.
No, it's not irritating at all. Right, 4:31, let's get some news headlines. We're going to go to Louis Karpis.